When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Sarah Beth Pollock.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Undead Walking Podcast. I am your host, Sarah Beth Pollock, and it is a little bit after midnight on Sunday, August 22nd, and it is the Walking Dead Day. It's also a really weird day. I mean, let's face it, there's a giant, giant zombie elephant in the room right now, and I think we need to address it. So, before we get to that, though, I do want to extend an apology for kind of flaking on the podcast as of late. There's a lot going on in the Walking Dead fandom. They've been doing these reveals every week, and they've been getting some mixed reviews, and there's just a lot. And it's hard sometimes for me, because you guys know that I am a huge fan of the Walking Dead. It's a little bit more than a job for me, and in fact, now it's not a job for me at all, because I don't cover the show regularly. So when I do this, it's because I'm a fan and not because I am necessarily getting paid for it the way I was with Undead Walking. And gosh, even saying that, it sounds a little weird because I wasn't really, for a very long time, wasn't really getting paid for it at all. So there's a lot of pieces to it. But the point in saying all of that is that The one thing, if you know me and you know if you've followed me for any amount of time, the one thing that I like to think sets me apart from other journalists who cover The Walking Dead is that it's all from the heart with me. I don't have any reason to lie to people and build up things that I don't believe in personally. I don't get any benefit from doing that. I don't get any kickbacks from AMC. I don't have any reason to do that. That's why I don't really care about spoiling things, and I don't want exclusives, and you know, it's not about that. It's about my love for the show. It's about our collective love for the show, because the fandom of The Walking Dead is just, it's always been so great. And you know, so when things happen that kind of bum me out, I'm kind of transparent that way. Like I can't hide the fact that I get bummed out. I get frustrated. I get sad. And after the past few months, I've kind of been in a weird headspace. I'm not going to lie. And I think we're all in a place now where I think we're able to talk about these things. And I've always been a very private person when it comes to my personal life. And I don't really put things out into social media about stuff going on in my life. But you guys, if you guys have been following me, you know about the journey I went on with my mom, and it's still going. There's still stuff. I'm still haunted every day by everything that happened there. So The Walking Dead has always been my salvation. And so when things get a little shaky in the fandom, it's hard for me not to take it, I don't want to say personally, but it hurts me. It hurts when I see people that I care about. You know, I care about the fans. I care about the show. I care about the cast. I care about the crew. And, you know, I know it's been rough for everybody. You know, we've been going through this pandemic for over 18 months now, and There's a lot to it. You know, it's hard to make things right now. It's hard for anyone in Hollywood to do anything. So the fact that we have new episodes is a blessing. And a lot of times, what's been happening lately is some of the, I think the expectations were set too high when it comes to, you know, these big reveals. And so people were getting upset and frustrated and, you know, so it's hard. It's for me, like, I don't want to give you something that's disingenuous. And so that's the larger than a nutshell version of why I've been kind of not wanting to do the podcast, because one thing I do know is that I tend to vocalize if I'm not into something. You can kind of tell. And, you know, I don't want to do that. I want the podcast to be a fun place, a safe place, you know, a space where we can all talk. And so my commitment to you guys going into this new season, I'm going to call it a new season. You know what? It's my podcast. I'm going to say that we're in season three right now because I feel like it. So new season, new book, new rules, new show, new plan. So I want to divide up the podcast episodes instead of trying to combine a bunch of news in one episode. I really just want to commit to one topic so that these things aren't 40 minutes of me talking, or, you know, if there's an interview or whatever, then that's great. But, you know, some people really want to hear the Fear the Walking Dead stuff. Sometimes I want to talk about World Beyond, and I think that those will make better separate episodes moving forward. So my commitment to you is that we're going to have more episodes that are shorter and bite-sized, and hopefully that helps. And hopefully, you know, I trust everybody to give me feedback on that and let me know what you think. I do have some guests lining up, and I've put in some requests to get some, what I hope to be some really exciting guests this season. And, you know, we certainly have a lot to look forward to, both with The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, and even with the World Beyond cast. And, you know, hopefully we can get some people on for that, for the World Beyond as they head into their final season also. So, yeah, we're going to do things a little differently. And, you know, I'm sure Adam will be back periodically, and I have some other guests lined up, guest hosts, and somehow I'm going to figure out how to get some fans on the show, because I want to hear from everybody. I really think that right now we've been in a place where we just need to connect, and I think that one of the things that that really strikes me, and I think that it's a little different for me as a member of the media, and you know, like, I've met a lot of the Walking Dead journalists in person at conventions and such, and site visits and set visits, not site visits. That sounds very formal. Set visits. So, you know, like, I, my relationships with other people who write about The Walking Dead, they're different. It's not about, it's not just social media. It's real life. And so sometimes when you're on social media too much, or even a little, I mean, God knows, sometimes Twitter is like a vortex, and you think you've been in there for weeks, and it's just been like 5 minutes. You know, sometimes you forget the humanity behind the people, and, you know, I really want to bring out, you know, the people, and it's, you know, we don't all agree, and, I will be the first to say that some of the people who have told me how much they don't agree with my opinions are some of the people that I am closest with. And I think that's a really important point, is that we need to move past the division and get back to where we were in season one, season two, you know, getting through the prison and fighting the governor and losing Herschel and, you know, all of those things. Those are things that, those were moments when the Walking Dead fandom were at the strongest, and I think we need to get back to that. So yeah, I really want to go big with this season. It's the last season of the show, and so I think the podcast should reflect that. So kind of getting back to the elephant in the room, as it were, as I record this, it's 12:13 West Coast time. Which means that if I look on Twitter, I'm sure I'll see a lot of people posting about the new episode of The Walking Dead. Now, ironically, it is August 22nd, and those people are not talking about the season premiere, because if you have AMC Plus, the season premiere was last week, and now this week we have the actual network premiere of the show, and then we also have the second episode of the season, and it's a little weird. I'm not going to lie. It's not my favorite thing. Was there a better way to do this? Probably. What would that better way be? I'm not really sure. I do understand why the landscape makes this a very lucrative and enticing option for AMC. So I'm not gonna criticize AMC for making the decision, because from a business standpoint, it makes perfect sense. From a fan standpoint, it doesn't really make sense, other than I think we can all agree that people really don't want to wait for this. We've waited a really long time for this moment to arrive. So I think the fact that it's here and giving people a week to see things early, you know, between the leaks and spoilers and all of that, like I get why just releasing it makes sense, but the piracy and the spoilers from people who have seen it, it's going to be hard. You know, like I don't think there's any denying that it's going to be really hard for the next few weeks as the next eight episodes play out. The plan right now is not to have episodes air a week early for Fear the Walking Dead and for World Beyond. I think the Thursday thing is appropriate. I think it works well. It's easy to manage. The week early thing, though, it's just weird. And so even, you know, as I sit here now, I'm thinking, okay, so it's the season premiere day, and almost everybody who will listen to this podcast has already heard, they've already watched the episode. They've already talked about it. They've already had these conversations. There's a very small percentage of people who haven't domestically. Now, whole other situation for people who aren't able to access AMC Plus. And that's a whole other conundrum. And I actually sent an email to the vice president of AMC's international communication, and they assured me that they're coming up with a plan. They just haven't come up with a plan yet, and here we are. And so to all of my overseas friends in foreign countries who want to watch The Walking Dead along with everybody else and want to see it early and want to join in all of this, I feel really bad. And they have not gotten back to me on that, and I'm not really sure that they have an answer. You know, so it's a little messy. It's a little messy right now. So, you know, I that's why I know there's a lot of frustration, and it's also hard to, it's hard because we know that this is the final season. This is like, there have been a lot of really weird missteps coming into this final season. I won't say they're intentional, but they just happen. You know, they're just a product of where we are right now. And so it makes it kind of hard to be excited when half the people you know have already seen it, and you have to wait, and, you know, big moments may be spoiled, or AMC might spoil the moment for you, because without spoiling anything, if you have heard about what happens in 1101, then any promo for 1102 is going to confirm what does or doesn't happen in 1101. And that's weird, you know, because that big cliffhanger at the end is supposed to be a big cliffhanger at the end, but the preview and the you know, playing the moments and the opening minutes of 1102 and all of that stuff, it kind of spoiled it. So I apologize for all of that. We're not going to get into spoilers right now, not with this episode. I'm going to record another episode after I get done with this one where I am talking about the episode, and that'll air after tonight. So you'll have this podcast to get you through the day until the nighttime arrives. I did want to mention really quick, I thought this was kind of cool. The Walking Dead has a new partnership, and it's with the makers of the official whiskey of The Walking Dead. And if you hear that funny noise in the background, that is the cat scratching on a piece of cardboard. So very important to do that right now. But the official whiskey of The Walking Dead, it's Sexton Single Malt. And they have this partnership that where they actually have exclusive content from the show. And cast members like Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan have created content that can be unlocked as you enjoy this merchandise. And so I'm assuming you get some kind of code or something. And I'll be able to kind of expand on this. They're actually sending me one of these kits, so I'll be able to play around with it. But yeah, it's going to be available. So you can actually go to, there's a cocktail delivery service, Cocktail Courier. And, they're basically designed so that you can have your own watch party. So I think this is really cool. I think it's neat. They're putting together like the kit has everything you need, from the cocktail shaker that's branded for The Walking Dead to the, to the Sexton single malt whiskey, to just about everything else that you might need. So really cool. Check it out. Cocktail Courier. And it's a really cool thing that they're doing. So I'm excited about that. The other thing I wanted to do, I had actually requested from a couple of people. I reached out on social media to see if anybody wanted to comment on the season premiere of The Walking Dead. And I had a couple people respond, so I thought I would go through those really quick with you. Tom, who many people know as @CocosRosita, and these are all spoiler-free, so you don't have to worry about spoilers with this, but Tom sent me a message, and the message reads, "First off, that opening scene, just fantastic. The women of the show are incredible. I'm also so thankful Maggie's back. I was worried about the whole I would feel losing Michonne, and while the hole is still there, Maggie's return definitely helps soften the blow, and she is more awesome than ever. The digital cameras were also incredible, and the sound design was straight up fire." And I think Tom is spot on with this. I mean, the visually, these episodes are really fun to watch, and I think you can see, I actually wrote about it in my preview, you can really kind of see how COVID rules have changed the episodes, the way that they're shot, and there's a lot of over-the-shoulder shots, and, you know, there's a lot of things that they had to work with to get these episodes where they are. So, you know, but the digital cameras definitely made a big impact, and obviously it was great having Maggie back, so that is very exciting. Also heard from Free From The Cocoon, and that is my good friend Becky, @FFTCocoon. Becky wanted to comment, and she said, "I love the episode. It has just enough action, but it's much more character-driven, dialogue, and scenarios. As a Carol fan, I wanted more, but I know that'll happen eventually. I'm also anxious to see Carol and Aaron scenes that she knows are coming up." And yeah, I mean, it's definitely an episode where you, there's a group of characters that you follow through this episode, but, it definitely sets up a lot. And obviously it's the first half of this, it's the first episode, you know, it's a two part episode. So we only see so much, but it sets up a lot. And, last but not least, our good friend, Adam B. Carlson, my co-host and very dear friend, he's @MNVikingZombie, if you want to follow him. He wrote in and he said, "The season 11 premiere of The Walking Dead put a spotlight back on the undead while moving some storylines forward. Although I was entertained, it felt a little disjointed from the way season 10 ended, and pushing the stale angle of Maggie versus Negan from 4 seasons ago isn't doing the episode any favors. But learning more about the Commonwealth helped to keep the story moving forward." Now, Adam brings up a really important point, because a lot of people are, you know, obviously the marketing can only show you so much. And so there is a lot of Maggie and Negan. And obviously there are a lot of reasons why you want to see what happens there, because Maggie's been gone. Negan's been doing different things since season 9. And he's no longer locked up. There's no longer a place to lock him up because of everything that's happened. So it's weird to have, it's just weird. The whole situation is weird right now. And it does give you that repetitive feeling, but I have a feeling that that's not going to last too long, because there's, if you think of the real estate of season 10, moving into season 11, knowing that there are only 24 episodes left, the real estate is just too expensive in terms of time to spend it on those sorts of things and going back and rehashing these issues. So I'm hoping that this is kind of putting that to bed, but we'll see. So many thanks go out to Tom, Becky, and Adam for sending me their comments. As always, I want to welcome everybody. If you are listening to this podcast, reach out. My Twitter handle is at Sarah Beth Pollock. That's a really good way to remember how to spell my name. I just came up with this fairly recently, but if anybody's familiar with the jam and jelly collection from Sarah Beth's restaurants in New York, which I've never been to because I've never been to New York, but it's Sarah Beth, like Sarah Beth's restaurant, so S-A-R-A-B-E-T-H. And then my last name is spelled like Jackson Pollock, because, you know, artist guy, so it's O-C-K and not U-C-K or I-C-K or any variation thereof. So it's just Sarah Beth Pollock. And so if you want to send me your comments, I will read them on the podcast and share them with people, and we'll talk about it. And like I said, I really want to come up with a way I can get some people live on the podcast this time around. So hopefully we can get that done. We're right at the 20-minute mark, so I'm going to cut this short here, and we can't really talk about anything until after the episode anyway. So it's really good to be back. I promise we're going to be doing a whole lot this season. And as usual, you know, you can send in requests. Let me know what you want to hear. If you want a topic covered, you know, we'll do it. So make sure that you're sending me any ideas or questions or comments. Leave a review, please. That's the way we get our feedback. And the more reviews we have and the more people who subscribe, the more we can do this. So really appreciate that. So I'm going to leave you now. It's 12:26, and The Walking Dead is, the end is here. It is Sunday. It's August 22nd. And tonight, the final season of The Walking Dead is kicking off on AMC at 9 p.m. So we'll see you on the flip side. So for now, I want to remind everybody to stay safe, wash your hands, and watch out for those walkers. Thanks, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.